Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Daniel Collins, who is the marketing director focused on workplace at Shaw Contract. Daniel, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Kemp.
Yes. And just in our June issue, which came out several weeks ago, we mentioned that Shaw Contract was going to be entering the hardwood business with some new products for the commercial market. We mentioned that because we think that's interesting. You came to Neocon and you introduced several new products. I want to talk about that. Before we get into that, though, a little background on you. How many years have you been at Shaw?
Been with Shaw 11 years now, Kemp.
11 years. And you were out for a while out in San Francisco in a sales role, right?
Yes, sir. I managed our team for Shaw Contract in Northern California for about 5 years out there. And previous to that, was in marketing as well with Shaw Contract before, focused on education and government, and also recently focused on healthcare and senior living.
Yeah, and workplace is the biggest sector, so I guess that's a little bit more of an important role for you. All right, so let's talk about hardwood, and let me throw out a statistic first. We just looked at 17, and we calculate that the value of the commercial flooring market at wholesale value is about $6.1 billion. And out of that, only 3%, or about $180 million, goes to hardwood into that sector. And this is a bold move, but that makes sense. Let's start out talking about why this is a good time to maybe have the pendulum swing back toward hardwood in the workplace environment.
Kemp, we at Shaw Contract, we're always looking for solutions for our clients and what the best solutions are. And sometimes that includes adding new product categories to our offering.
Yeah.
And that's an example of what we're doing with hardwood at this point. The resilient world continues to grow. Our resilient business continues to grow. But listening to our clients and observing the market, we do see the need and have been requested a number of times for a hardwood program with Shaw Contract. And it's really a matter of listening to the market and filling a need.
All right. So designers are actually looking for an authentic, natural, warm product. I know some people don't like this term, but it was all over Neocon. You can call, casual or resimercial or however you want to call it. Biophilia also is another factor. So this is a trend that hardwood answers, right?
Absolutely. The warmth, the authenticness that you mentioned of a natural product such as hardwood is really becoming more prevalent in the workplace. And as we see the trend of telecommuting slowing down and more of team members coming into the office for better collaboration and for increased production, it's always important to have an environment, a workspace that will support our team members' best work. And we do find that areas, hardwood and that authentic warm type material that has more of a feel as a residential type product, fits that need very well.
You know, if we go back through history, and I'm talking about way back 100 years or so, I mean, that's probably what you saw in the workplace was hardwood primarily. So we've moved away with all these other materials like concrete and all these man-made materials. So it's interesting to watch this. I think one of the issues was durability, concerns over durability. So talk a little about that if you would.
Absolutely. Yes, we have seen a large trend for polished concrete in the workplace.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases, that creates more of a sterile feel to it, more of a cold feel to it, where hardwood will provide more of a warmth, more of a natural feel to the workplace as well. With the durability of it, obviously, hardwood does have its limitations. However, what we are introducing into the marketplace, we're doing it very strategically. We're looking at the species types that we're introducing. We're considering the core construction of the products, the UV cured type finishes for the durability of that as well. And another important factor is the visual of the product as well, the V ratings, the different patterning to the hardwood, and being able to put products out that are appropriate for the commercial market that will also be able to be pleasing visually, but also begin to almost disguise some of the imperfections that may occur over the life of the product.
All right, give me some specifics. I mean, we know about the Janka test, and we know that, you can drop a steel ball, and obviously it performs differently across the grain versus the end of the grain. You're picking species that, say, a lady's stiletto might not impact, right?
That is correct. And also, important to consider the visual of that as well, mm-hmm. and introduce styles and products that are not too solid of an appearance in nature that would highlight the imperfections if any indentations do occur. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no secret that Shaw, overall, Shaw Industries, has grown the hardwood business and is giving Armstrong a challenge for that number one position. But you can't sell to the commercial market what you sell to the residential market, can you?
No, we have to be very careful and very strategic about what we put in a commercial environment.
So you've picked species that are harder, and is there a difference, too, in the construction? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. In the construction camp, that is really the key to that. Even at species level, you can have a hard type face to the product, but if the core construction is not correct, we'll see issues with that. So we'll be introducing both ply core and HDF type constructions to that. That'll both have a very dense core of that and resist indentation and also allow for commercial grade installation on slab.
Wouldn't it be neat if we eventually had a category in the Best of Neocon Awards contest that's the hardwood, and we have an award every year for the best hardwood? Wouldn't that be interesting?
Absolutely. We would definitely support that.
Yeah. Okay, Daniel, thanks for an update on this. Again, been talking to Daniel Collins, who is Shaw Contract's Workplace Marketing Director, about Shaw Contract's new hardwood product for the commercial market. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.